Western Kansas News, Colby Van Camp sitting down with Lakin Product, Hadley Panzer. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here in Vegas. It's hot, but as long as we stay inside here, it'll be all right.
Yeah, it's a crisp like 70 degrees inside Allegiant Stadium while everybody's roasting outside.
I would agree, yes. Yeah. They're definitely roasting out there for sure.
So how's your media day been going so far?
It's been going good. I've enjoyed talking to different radio stations and whatnot, and the interviews and the putting on the pads and doing videos for that. But yeah, I'm glad to be sitting down and talking to Western Kansas right now.
So. Yeah, it's good. We're glad to have you from Southwestern Kansas out here. And that's kind of my first question, talking about Lakin and your background in Lakin. What has that taught you to be in this moment now on the national stage, to go from small town Kansas to Big 12 media days?
I would just say probably one word, and it's hard work. You know, I think being from Western Kansas and, you know, being raised how I was has been instilled in me that, you know, whatever you do, you do it to the best of your ability and you put in the work for it. I think that's, you know, God has blessed me to, you know, given me this ability to play college football. But it definitely comes with a lot of hard work. And like I said, I've been blessed from him.
Yeah, that's great. My dad is from Colby, Kansas.
Okay.
And he always talked about that. His dad said to him, "I'm going to make you a man." And he put him out in the field to throw hay bales.
There you go.
Has that been something you've been doing for a long time?
Yes, sir. Well, I started doing it, you know, when I was younger. I haven't thrown a bale in a while. Actually, in my freshman year, they had us going out to kind of a horse camp out in Manhattan. And some of the guys, they just couldn't believe that, you know, to throw hay like that. I mean, there's definitely a technique to it. It's not like you just, you know, you can have the strongest guy go out there and try to pick up a hay bale, and about after two or three, he's tired. But there's a technique to throw the hay bale and how you want to throw it high,
yeah.
You know. But so yeah, I've definitely done that in my life, and for sure, yeah, that's a good workout.
Yeah, it is. It's like throwing a hammer. You got to get your lower back going and your legs. So I'm sure that works well for offensive linemen. But speaking of the offensive line, how has your role evolved since last season to where you are today?
Yeah, definitely. You know, like a lot of people will say that we've lost a lot of veteran guys, you know, that they're done with college football and are off doing their own thing now and stuff. But the biggest thing is you know, having that leadership voice. And like I said, when you have Cooper and Gilly and Duff and KT, they're definitely veteran guys, and they bring a lot to the room and whatnot. But now, as far as with them not being there, it's on some of us older guys like Taylor and Carver and I to be that leadership voice and step into that role, you know.
Sure. Last year, there were a couple of moments at the beginning of the season where it felt like the offensive line sputtered a couple of times and there was some issues with cohesion. Which, by the way, to your credit, completely turned around midway, end of the season. You were snapping necks and cashing checks out there. It's fantastic.
Right.
But what are the expectations for the offensive line coming into this season when you have a mobile quarterback like Avery Johnson?
Yeah, I think, you know, we can't get too far ahead of ourselves. I think the biggest thing is, I've mentioned it a couple times at some of these different spots, but we don't have to go out there and I got to be the next Cooper Beebe. Taylor's got to be the next Hayden or Duff or KT and stuff. I think the biggest thing for us is going out there and being the best versions of ourselves, you know. And when you're trying to be something that you're not, then that's when you get in trouble and you let things slide and whatnot. So I think the biggest thing is just focus on going out there, doing the best that we can, and being the best versions of ourselves out there.
When you look at the offensive line, and now your offensive line coach is the offensive coordinator, What's the difference there? Is there just like a different relationship, or do you get to spend as much time with Coach Riley, or not like that anymore?
Yeah, no, Coach Riley's going to be Coach Riley every single day, and it, just because he's the quote unquote like has an OC job, or he's the offensive coordinator now, that's going to change. That's going to change him, and that's not true. I mean, Coach, like I said, Coach Riley is going to show up every single day, and he's going to be the same that he was when he first got here. You know what I'm saying? So he's been the same. Like I said, he may go off and do other things as far as during practice, but then that comes back to us as older guys on the offensive line, that there is no slack. You know, that we're as even though he's not there, that we're still doing our job and still practicing to that high level.
What's been the most challenging aspect of preparing for the coming season now that you have a new offensive coordinator and you do have some different schemes? At least I'm assuming, I don't know, but I'm assuming you have some different schemes you're going to be running. Mm-hmm. What does that preparation look like as you're entering August?
Yeah, I think it's still got to be the same. You know, like I think at Kansas State, we do a good job of putting in work and watching film. So I think that can't change, you know, as far as if we are running new schemes, then we're understanding it, that we're getting in and asking questions of what, why we're doing it and how you can do it better. But I think as far as that, I think that has to stay the same. But as far as new schemes and whatnot, there's not a whole lot of new schemes. It's just about perfecting what we do and the small things at a high level.
Okay. One of my favorite principles of all time for my own personal benefit is the KISS principle, right? Keep it simple, stupid.
Yep.
So you just have to keep it simple.
Yep.
Stay what's ahead of you and keep it all on the uphill.
Yes, sir.
So when you're looking forward to this upcoming season, what is the most important thing for your offensive line to be as dominant as they have been in the last couple of years?
We talk about it all the time, and this is coming from Coach Riley, and because of, I think it's such a great message that he shares with us all the time, is that to know what our half twos are. You know, if you go out there and you say, you know, the other team say they get the ball first, they go score, and some people would say, all right, you know, when the offense is up, now we have to go score. Well, that's the thing, is like when you get in trouble is when you're trying to say that you have to score or you have to do this. But what Coach Riley says is what you have to do is play with great technique. You have to play together. You have to communicate. And just those have to's, because if you focus on those, then scoring the ball will come, you know, later on or come down the road and stuff. But if you're playing with great technique and you know what your have to's are, then that's when you can be successful. But if you start getting in there and you're saying that we have to score, or we have to get a stop, or we have to do this, and then it doesn't happen, well, then what are you telling yourself? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the biggest thing, is knowing what our have to's are.
When you have to block somebody from mm-hmm. your defensive line in practice, who's mm-hmm. the scariest person?
You know, usually Brendan Mott plays out there on the edge, but if he's lining up, you know, inside and I'm going against him, I'm like, okay, I gotta be on my A game, because he's shifty and quick and he can get around me pretty quick. So, you know, you got Brendan. I mean, they all have, you know, great abilities. I mean, you get Uso in there, he's big, so you got to be ready to anchor. Damian is kind of the same way. He's a bigger guy, but he's shifty, and he can, you know, he may not look it, but he's very shifty and he can get around you and stuff. So they all bring a challenge to that aspect of it. But yeah, if Brendan Mott's lining up inside, I got to be on my A game.
What are you most looking forward to this upcoming Big 12 season?
I'm looking forward to just seeing what we're capable of. I think you can have all the talent in the world, but if you don't work hard and you don't play together and play as that team and play for one another, then I think we're missing the point of what we're doing out there. So I think I'm looking forward to playing next to guys that I've been friends with for a long time, and going out there and competing and win some games.
Cool. We've been asking a couple of just fun questions, because mm-hmm. these are the ones that I like the answers to the most. Mm-hmm. But I'm just curious, putting ketchup on a hot dog, is it acceptable or is it sacrilege?
It's acceptable.
It's acceptable?
Yeah, I would say so.
What is sacrilege? What can't you put on a hot dog?
Mustard.
Mustard is sacrilege?
Yeah, I would. I don't really mess with mustard that much.
Okay, just in general?
Yeah, in general.
In general?
Yeah.
Not a mustard guy?
No.
Okay.
No chance.
So you're like the anti-Patrick Mahomes of mustard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess you could say that.
That was too much. It was a mouthful. All right. Well, sir, thank you so much for your time. Yep. Everybody out here in southwestern Kansas is rooting for you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
With Austin Moore, linebacker for Kansas State. And first thing I ask, have you been able to play the EAA sports game yet?
No, I didn't get to play it. I was really jealous of Brandon Ma and Avery. They were the only two that got to go in there. Hadley Panzer got to watch it, but I'm looking forward to it once it comes out, to playing it.
I mean, as a kid, you probably dreamed of being on there. What's it like now? That's a reality.
It's super cool. Like you said, definitely dreamed of it as a kid. And it's kind of cool just to be, I guess, like immortalized in a game is pretty special.
Well, you decided to come back for one more year, and how tough was the decision to come back?
You know, it really honestly wasn't a super tough decision just because I felt like I had more to give, and I just know how much I love Manhattan, love K-State, love my teammates and my coaches. So once I really just thought about that, it made it pretty easy.
I mean, you've been in the transition. I think this is the fourth year now for this 3-3-5, and you guys probably starting to get some things implemented more here. And what's that like, or what's that been like to kind of see this 3-3-5 evolve?
It's definitely gotten easier as it's gone on. That's something Marquise Siegel and I have talked about. Is just we have a pretty good understanding of what we're supposed to be doing, and now the next step is just knowing what everyone around us is doing. And so him and I just want to get together and watch some more film and just make sure that, you know, we're not trying to do someone else's job and messing up our job or vice versa or whatever. So, yeah, I think the next step for us is just learning everybody's job as a whole.
Yeah, being a Lewisburg product there, now being a Kansas State, being Kansas kid and playing for the state, Kansas State, what's that feeling been like still?
It's really special. Just growing up in Kansas and always wanted to represent this state. It's really just been a dream come true, and I'm proud that I decided to take a chance on myself and walk on at K-State, and wouldn't change it for the world.
What's your kind of your assessment of the team that you've been playing with in the summer and the workouts? So what's your assessment of your team coming into this year?
You know, I think we got a ton of potential. I think, you know, a lot of people can see that, but potential really doesn't mean anything until you do something about it. So I'm super excited. I know that we're capable of winning a Big 12 championship, so that's the goal for sure.
No question. The target's big on Kansas State's back, being picked second in the conference preseason polls. Do you guys embrace that role, or do you kind of like say, you know what, they didn't pick us first, or do you kind of use it as momentum?
I think, you know, we always have a chip on our shoulder type mentality, and even though maybe we were picked second, we still know that, you know, not everyone in this league necessarily respects us as much as we think, I guess, that we deserve. So we don't really care about the rankings. We're going to have that chip on our shoulder and come week in, week out.
Is it kind of exciting to get some new blood in the conference, I guess? You'll get to play both the Arizona schools this year and one non-con, one conference, and then also an old Big 12 member, Colorado. Is it kind of exciting to get some new faces to face off against?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It feels pretty crazy just seeing all those new teams around, and it really does feel like the beginning of something new.
What specific thing have you really improved on the most as you go through your final go-through?
I mean, just being a leader, honestly. When I first got to K-State, I was a lot more of a shy guy. I'm still more of a reserved person, but just stepping out of my comfort zone and being a vocal leader and helping young guys improve has been my biggest thing.
And being a walk-on and going through that process, I mean, do you feel like that you're kind of a role model for the next group of walk-ons from Kansas, kind of like the ones that were ahead of you?
Yeah, I hope to be. I mean, I definitely always looked at those guys as inspiration, and they were a big reason that I decided to take a chance on myself, so I hope I am that for some guys.
All right. Thank you again, and how exciting is this season going to be?
It's going to be really exciting. I think this is going to be a year that people look back on and see it as the start of something new for K-State.
Brendan Mott here with us on Western Kansas News. What's influenced your decision to return for your senior year at Kansas State?
Yeah, there was a lot of thought that went into it. I came back for a multitude of reasons, one being I feel like I had more to prove and to show on the field than what I have the past couple years, and I'm real excited to do that. Another one is I'm really excited about this team, the guys that we have, and to be able to be a leader on that team and lead us this year. It was an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. And then lastly, I graduated in the spring of 2023, and I'm getting my MBA. So I was able to come back, and I'm going to be able to finish up and get my MBA too at this university, which is awesome. And it was really an easy decision at the end of the day, talking to my friends, my family, and all the coaches.
Very cool. As a professional student myself, I just finished my master's degree at K-State.
Awesome.
I completely understand. And there's kind of that allure. You go for your undergrad, and then suddenly you're in the graduate school, and you're like, how did I get here? But here I am, and then they hand you another piece of paper, and it qualifies you to make more money.
You're right.
I mean, the expertise is great. How are you preparing to build on your All-Big 12 honorable mention performance from last season?
It's a great question. Just work, I'd say. there's not much more to it. Work, film, really just learning more stuff from people inside the facility and outside of the facility, working with different pass rush people, different coaches and trainers, to really sharpen my tools and come game time, just be a better player to be able to showcase that on the field and make more plays.
Kansas State has a long history of taking guys who are walk-ons and taking guys who were maybe overlooked in the recruiting process and turning them into absolute studs. And you're one of those guys. What has the walk-on experience been like for you, and then coming to Kansas State and developing into the kind of person that you are today and sitting here at Big 12 Media Days?
Yeah. First, I'd just like to say how thankful I am for Coach Kleiman and the staff to even give me the opportunity to walk on at the university. It's been a long road, it's been a grind, which I wouldn't want it any other way, because it's created the person who I am today. And the walk-on history at Kansas State is something that's real and something that should be recognized with a guy sitting right behind you, Austin Moore, another walk-on, and then I was actually Ben Sinnott's host for when he walked on to Kansas State. Couple really close friends of mine and guys that we've put in the work together, and it's a real thing, and it's awesome that guys that can walk on to Kansas State and make a difference on the field for the team.
So my day job is I'm the new voice of Garden City Community College and Garden City High School in southwestern Kansas. So I have to know, what is Uso Seamalo like as a Kansas State Wildcat? Because all of the folks out in Garden City knew what he did for the Bronkbusters.
Uh-huh.
So what's he doing for Kansas State? And is he just someone that you can live vicariously through, or is he kind of the quiet and then I'm going to pound you on the field kind of guy?
Oh, no. Uso's got a huge personality. Always has a smile on his face. Always on the golf course. He loves to golf.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he a scratch golfer?
I wouldn't say he's a scratch golfer. He can drive the heck out of the ball. But
there you go.
No, he's got a huge personality. Great kid, caring kid. And when the time does come on the field, he's a scary person to go up against.
With your expectations as you are finishing up your career at Kansas State, what are you looking for in the defense coming into this season, and what are some of the personal and team expectations that you have for the defense as an entire squad?
Yeah, our defense, we have high expectations. Our mob defense, that's something that we pride ourselves on, and we expect everyone on the defense to really step up and be a huge part of our team's success this upcoming season. And it all starts with our coaches and then the leaders that we have. And we have three leaders here at the Big 12 Media Days: me, Austin, Marquise, that are voices that can really help this defense. And there's kids back home not here that are also great leaders. And I think that's what's going to make our defense really good this year is we're able to trust each other and hold each other accountable, because we know that we have each other in our best interest of wanting to get better and wanting to be the best defense in the Big 12.
Do you have a message for maybe the young man that's out there finishing up his high school career that isn't the highest ranked recruit but has a dream of playing college football and might consider walking on to Kansas State?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was a no-star kid that just got a chance to walk on, so take advantage of any opportunity you get, no matter where it is. And once you get there, have the people around you that believe in you, man, really, really keep them with you. And those are my parents, my family, and my friends. And that's really all you need. Don't listen to the outside noise and just put your head down and work. That's all you can really do.
My last question for you, because I like to keep it fast and loose: Crocs and socks, yes or no?
Crocs and socks. It depends how hot it is. If it's really hot out, then I support the socks because then it gets a little sweaty. But if not, you can do whatever you want.
As a fashion statement, it doesn't mean anything to you. It's more about the practicality of the socks.
Yeah, more practicality. But if we are talking strictly about fashion, I would probably say no socks.
All right, good man. We're in the same boat. I appreciate it, Brendan. Your time has been invaluable. Best of luck this season. I have enjoyed watching you over my career at Kansas State, and then I'm enjoying watching you from a distance down in southwestern Kansas.
Thank you very much. Go Cats.